the Fade 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad, the big noise episode, joined by the Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another edition of the Fade 5 podcast. Let's not waste a second of stinking time. We're hopping aboard the Honk Honk Plus bus, as we always do at the top of almost every episode. Of course, we got tickets already gripped in hand. Plus money is a requirement. And Lundy, you are not going with some action on the gridiron. You're sticking with the diamond and trying to make some dollars, aren't you?
Well, yeah, we can stick with the diamond because it's always nice to polish that diamond if it involves the Colorado Rockies. and that is actually what we're going to do. Brad, do you know that for the entire rest of the baseball regular season, the Dodgers do not leave the West Coast?
Oh, interesting.
They still have to play Philadelphia, but they play the Phillies at Chavez Ravine, and any of their road trips involve San Francisco, Seattle. Like, they do not leave the West Coast for the entire rest of the regular season. So even though they lost five in a row, they finally got a victory yesterday against Baltimore. They've got travel now on their side. So we'll see if the Dodgers decide to get hot, because they have looked shaky. I think they get Max Muncy back. But nonetheless, I digress. This prop right here is actually at around plus 125 or plus 130 at almost every book, except our friends over at the king of sports books, BetMGM. They have it at a plus 160, and that is for Shohei to hit a show bomb against the Rockies this evening. Talking about the fact they're going to be there at home, the comfort level that is there. And, you know, I think originally it was going to be Orlando Arcia that was out. Then you got Chase Dolander. It doesn't matter, man. It's a squad that just serves up, like, you know, the old school South Side of Chicago, Brad, 16-inch softball games that those guys play for their beer leagues. That's the kind of way that the Rockies pitch. And I have a feeling that that's what Shohei is going to see, is a giant beach ball coming at him. And that perfect swing will have him saying sayonara and sending one out into right field. So for the extra 30 cents tonight, taking on the Rocks, I will play that with Shohei Ohtani to go yard at a plus 160. Again, best odds you can get right now, and it's by a good 30 cents, is over there at BetMGM.
Mush ball, softball, ping pong ball, it doesn't matter. Shohei Ohtani going to take one out of the park in the thin air, to say the least. I think that's an excellent call there, my friend. Now let's go to the Monday Night Football matchup with Bear Down, Chicago Bears. Please don't suck, Chicago, in the new Ben Johnson era. I'm going to go with DeAndre Swift for you Swifty fans out there. Not going to be brewing any bad blood tonight if this one certainly hits. 15-plus rush attempts. I got that at plus 115 at ESPN Bet. Who's healthy right now in the Bears backfield? Checks the list. DeAndre Swift checks the list. That's really about it. Roschon Johnson, highly questionable, the bulky hamstring. Kamanungai is expecting to get a little bit of run, but he's missed significant time in training camp, and he's a seventh-round rookie out of Rutgers. So I think Swift is going to be fed early and often. Should be a highly competitive affair, which is why you see that ultra-tight line right now at the various sports books. You see what Swift did last year, 75.9% of the opportunity share. He averaged right at this number, 14.9 rush attempts, hitting the over nine times. Lundy. Again, if you look at the matchup, Minnesota middle of the pack in terms of the defensive line. The Bears have a premium offensive line. I can't believe I'm saying it. At least that's what it looks like on paper, with Ben Johnson now running the show. So put all together, I think Swift's going to get the ball in the belly early and often. As long as the Bears stay competitive in this game, I think he gets at least 15 ground totes. And he hits that mark again, plus 115, rolling the shoulders there at ESPN Bet and getting seduced by the juice. Hey, you want more plus money? We got it coming up right now. It's time for another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown. Let's go with a wide receiver that I believe was born in the Bronze Age, Lundy. So he's a little bit wrinkly, maybe a little bit stiff, but a guy that I think is going to get to the necessary threshold, which is hitting the over on 3.5 receptions. I'm dealing on a little Adam Thielen at +115 on that prop. Available there at BetMGM. Of course, came up from Carolina a couple of weeks ago via trade. Going to see a lot of Kyler Gordon out of the slot. Now, Gordon is pretty damn good in terms of pass coverage. He was inside the top 20 in coverage grade, according to Pro Football Focus last year. But he did give up just over 100 passer rating and a 71.9 catch percentage to his assignments. Thielen may line up in the slot on occasion. He'll also work outside. He'll interchange with Jalen Ayler in this game. And you look at Thielen in a dozen career games against the Monsters of the Midway. He's averaging exactly 3.5 catches along with 34.7 yards and 4 total touchdowns. Still got a little spring of the step. He was number 22 in average yards of separation per target as tracked by playerprofiler.com last year. So put all together, I need 4 grabs. I think Thielen will get there, and I cash in a +115 at BetMGM. Numero cinco on the countdown. Lundy, fair to follow.
Brad, 2 words for you. Keenan Allen. That's what we saw on Friday night. All right. Yeah. Keenan Allen goes back to his old stomping grounds. He winds up with Justin Herbert looking at him with 10 targets, a total of 7 receptions. So I know that one of the narratives, so there's a couple of the analysts that are out there that are saying to play the under on this one because he just got there. He's 35 years old. He only had a total of 48 catches last season. Wah, 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 wah. For those of you that remember the old Peanuts cartoons, that's what I'm hearing with this one. Thielen can still get the job done. He doesn't have to. We don't need somebody that's breaking it 60 yards down the field, folks. All we need here is 4 catches. Now, you want to alt this? You want to play like 3+ and make it part of an SGP? Fine. If you're not comfortable with him getting to the 4 mark. But I feel like what we saw out of Keenan Allen on Friday night in Brazil is similar to what we could wind up seeing here out of Thielen, and just an opportunity to get him involved. And when you're talking about the 35-year-old, yeah, I get it. I know that means he's 35. But at the same time, if you are looking for a vet, you're looking for a guy on the field that you know you can trust to throw the ball to, that's Adam Thielen. I will follow on this one and play the over, but I also, like I said, I do like the idea of 3+ if you're building an SGP.
Oh, I got a feeling on Adam Thielen.
Number 4.
All right, numero cuatro here with the Fade 5 countdown. Let's go with the battering ram, a guy that I think is going to be the preeminent goal line gremlin, maybe not only of the Minnesota Vikings, but possibly in the entire NFC, and that is Jordan Mason. I'm going to strike it rich with a former Niner and say he scores anytime touchdown. Now, I grabbed this earlier today at +155 at BetMGM. Then I was shopping around after the fact, and that was a stupid move by me. Even better number at DraftKings right now at +180, Lundy. So wherever you got your money tied up, whatever book, hopefully it's a DraftKings. So take advantage of that 25 extra cents that you can get right now in this market. Mason is going to be the primarily early down and goal line guy in this offensive scheme under Kevin O'Connell. He only scored 3 touchdowns last season in a dozen games with the Niners, but pretty efficient on a per-touch basis. Number 10 in the entirety of the NFL in yards after contact per attempt at 3.35. He was also top 30 in total missed tackles, 4s, and he had well south 200 rush attempts. He's running behind, I feel, is going to be a top 10 offensive line. The Bears defensive line, my God, were they overly forgiving last year. Going to be a work in progress. Should be improved. How much? I think they're going to be an average unit. Pro Football Focus agrees. A ranking, the not-so-monsters, more mice of the Midway, at number 19 in terms of their preseason defensive line ranks. 18 running back touchdowns is what the Bears allowed in totality last year. I think this game's going to be a little bit higher score than some people anticipate. I know it's an intra-divisional matchup. I know it's the first game of the year. Might be some rust, some dust that has been accumulated. But I think when inside the red zone, Jordan Mason is going to mash and bash his way across the goal line, and I'm cashing in plus 155, plus 180. It doesn't stink and matter. So numero quattro on the countdown, Jordan Mason, anytime touchdown for the Vikes, plus 155 at BetMGM, or better yet, plus 180 at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow?
I got to be honest, I don't really like any of the anytime touchdown props for tonight. Well, because I don't think it's going to be easy to predict what happens here. I mean, look, do I know that he can get the job done? Sure. But this is also a guy that last year for the Niners only had a total in the entire season of 3 carries at the goal line. So I don't know what to expect. He only did it 3 times last year because the Niners didn't use him. He only had 36 red zone touches, according to Player Profiler. So I got a Porky Pig thing going on this morning. So it's not that I dislike this, and at plus 180, it's not a bad play over at DraftKings. It's not a bad play at plus 155 at BetMGM. But I was thinking about it last night as well as this morning. I'm looking across the potential anytime touchdown guys for this game, and there's just not anybody that just all of a sudden jumps out at me at this one. Now, I also kind of like the under in this game, and we'll talk about that with an SGP that I've got coming up in bonus time. But to me, I'm just sitting back going, man, I don't know who to pick. You want to give me Jordan Mason at plus 180 at DraftKings? Fine. But for the most part, Brad, I'm looking at other props and I'm staying away from the anytime touchdowns tonight.
A concrete block with feet. That, my friends, is Jordan Mason.
Number 3.
Numero tres here on the Fade 5 countdown. Let's go with Caleb Williams. No bias being baked in to this prognostication at all. Give me the over on 1.5 passing touchdowns. And again, I got sucked in and seduced by that plus 130 juice. Best price that I've seen is there at BetMGM. He split right down the middle in the 2 pair matchups last season against the Vikes. It went over to 1 and only had 1 passing touchdown in the other. Again, if I feel that this game is going to be a higher scoring contest, and many believe, I got to really lean in to some of these scoring props. And I think this one has a really good chance of coming to fruition. Now, he was only number 23 in red zone completion percentage last year, only went over this prop a handful of times. Minnesota allowed 6 quarterbacks to throw for at least 2 passing touchdowns against them. You look at the predicted secondary rankings there at Pro Football Focus, and Minnesota ranks bottom 10 in the NFL entering the regular season. Of course, it's to be determined, but they don't have a whole lot of talent on that back end. And the defensive front could tax them as well. The Bears' ground game can get going. You got Rome Odunze. You got, hey, Mr. DJ, DJ Moore. You got Colston Loveland, the high draft pick, who is going to be featured, I think, often up the seam in this game. Cole Kmet, another big body target as well when the Bears are on 12 personnel. And DeAndre Swift has got some tacky hands. So there's oodles of weapons within this scheme. I think it'll be put together better formulaically overall. I think the execution is also going to be a hell of a lot better than it's been the last couple of years. So give me Caleb Williams over and bear down 1.5 passing touchdowns, plus 130 there at BetMGM. Lundy, I know I'm a buffoon, but fade or follow?
Yeah, well, I mean, you're a buffoon. It doesn't matter whether you're talking about the Bears or not. It just gets amplified when you're talking about the Bears. That's the only thing people. Yeah, I see it. The people just have to get used to that. I'm going to fade you on this one, simply because I think he's good for 1. I'm just a little concerned about there being 2. Again, you're saying you think it's going to be higher scoring than other people do. I disagree. I do think that it's going to be a lower scoring affair. I am altlining that. And again, I'll tell you here coming up in bonus, but, I'm going to fade you on this one. I don't see him for sure getting 2. If he can, the Bears could lose this game, Brad, and if Caleb Williams throws 2 passing touchdowns, sports talk radio tomorrow morning in Chicago is going to be all sunshine and roses. They're going to be happy as hell if Caleb's out there whipping the ball around and passing touchdowns to guys like Odunze.
Yeah, they're going to be salivating possibly all over the microphone. I can tell you that right now. And hey, you want some more mouthwatering action, don't you? Go to thegamingjuice.com right now, you jackals. It's absolutely free. Lundy's free and always transparent spreadsheet lives there. So does mine. I am up right now, and this is not a lie. I think I placed like almost 60 bets over the NFL weekend, and I'm up 0.05 units, so nearly breaking exactly even in week one. But I'll take it. Honestly, it was a bit of a roller coaster ride. Started off hot. And then some of the second slate of games royally screwed me before I made it back last night in that pew, pew, pew spectacular shootout between the Ravens and the Buffalo Bills. Thank you, Josh Allen. I kept betting the over on your live rush yards prop. And of course, it came through really on the last drive of the game. So get all that content. All my fantasy rank is already live for week two. I'll be adjusting those throughout the week. You can ask me a question, and I'll get to it hopefully within 24 hours, whenever I find time. My quarterback flames will be up in about 24 hours, followed by the running backs, the wide receivers, tight ends, the top pros. We have so much stinking content. College football forecast from Matt Fortuna, Ben Winstein, A. Jacobson. That post on Thursday. Get it on! At thegamingjuice.com. Click, converse, and cash. Dot, dot, dot. Maybe.
Number two.
All right, Numero Dos here with the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go with Aaron Jones. Long of the tooth veteran, but a guy that really gets it done in the pass game. The pride of UTEP and the minor hopefully is going to strike it rich on the over 18.5 receiving yards at a minus 110 juice. Booked there out also at BetMGM. You look at Aaron Jones. He averaged well north of this number last year, Lundy. 24.0 receiving yards per game. A guy that ran 15.1 routes per game. He ran a route on 43% of his snaps. Both those numbers well inside the top 15 among running backs. A healthy 8.0 yards per reception. 11 times in the 2024 campaign, he cashed over on the 18.5 number, including not once, but twice against Chicago at 23 in one game, 26 in the other. The Bears, yeah, they were on the bottom half in terms of most receiving outs allowed the running back position last season at number 19, but 13 guys hit the over on this. Honestly, if you want to take it to like, I don't know, 20 receiving yards, maybe get an even Steven juice in some alt market action that's out there, I certainly don't hate it, but I do believe he is going to cash on the standard number at the 18.5 at a minus 110 juice. So numero dos in the countdown, Aaron Jones, over 18.5 receiving yards against my Bears, minus 110 at BetMGM. Lundy, fair to follow.
This is one I can get behind, Brad. This is one I can get behind. Look at last year, averaged what, like 8 yards reception? Ran, I think Player Profiler had him for 257 total routes run. I mean, he's going to be out there. He's going to get used. I know you love your Jordan Mason, but this is what Aaron Jones does. So, yeah, I like the 18.5, but I got to be honest with you. I think this is probably one, Brad, that I would do what you just said. I think I would just go for the 20-plus and just tick that just barely into positive territory and run, you know, take my chances that he can get it to at least those extra 2 yards. But I like this one a lot. They're going to use him out of the backfield.
Hey, Aaron Jones, apply some of that stick'em.
Number one.
All right, numero uno on the Monday night edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's work at a little same game parlay. I told you we're going to have a lot of plus money in the show today, and why not stop right here? Give me on the same game or simple two-legger, bear down. Chicago Bears to score at least 17 points. And numero dos, let's not correlate synergies and bring it all together. So the uncorrelation, if you will, really boost the juice as a result. That's on JJ. I'm not talking about McCarthy, but the other one who is more dynamite, that being Justin Jefferson. 75 or more receiving yards, get to plus 125 when you put those hands together. They're at BetMGM. Why am I confident in this? Well, purely gut feeling with the Bears. Again, I'm sticking with my belief that this game is going to be higher scoring than anticipated. I think this Minnesota defense, largely middle of the pack, and the Bears have something to prove out of the gate. They're at home. A lot of people have been chomping the bit. Hey, will this offense resemble what they did against a bunch of Buffalo Bills backups in the preseason? I don't think they're going to be that nuclear in nature in this game. But can they score at least 17? Hell yeah, they can. Behind what I feel is going to be a top 10 offensive line with the weaponry that Cam Williams has, and DeAndre Swift being the main man carrying the ball there in the backfield. Meanwhile, I look at Justin Jefferson. Jalen Johnson is highly questionable for this game. He's dealing with a calf and a groin injury. We don't know if he's going to suit up here at tape time. It could be a long shot. If he is, out there in uniform, is he going to be at or near 100%? Probably not. And you're playing against arguably one of the top, if not the top, wide receivers in the NFC. And the storied history is outstanding there for Justin Jefferson against my Bears. In six career games, he has averaged 5.7 receptions, 82.2 yards per game, and 3 total touchdowns. He was number 12 in total air yards last year. A guy that averaged 90.2 receiving yards per game. He was number 5 in yards per route run, number 7 in total yak. Of course, he didn't log a single snap. An exhibition play as he was dealing with that lower body setback. But honestly, I think it's a good thing. He's not going to show any rust, folks. He's going to go out there and ball out like he normally does against Chicago, even with a new quarterback and McCarthy under center. So numero uno on the Fade 5 countdown today. Same gamer. Bears, 17-plus points. Justin Jefferson, 75 or more receiving yards plus 125 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow?
You're so proud of this one, aren't you?
I like it. I do.
I just hear it in your voice. You're like, ooh, look what I did. It's $1.25. I'm so happy. And my Bears just can't get, just don't get shut out. It'll be fine. All
or
right.
Two goals all night.
I know. It's just you're just so proud of yourself with this. Okay. I'll follow on this one. All right. I got you. I'll follow on this one. I'm not going to add anything else to it. I just think you're cute with just how giddy you are with this. It's just fun.
Oh, I look at me. I'm so adorable. Way to go, Lundy. Follow me on that one. Hopefully that one's going to come home for the followers and listeners out there as well. All right, bonus time. Whether on Monday Night Football, maybe you're looking at the WNBA. Sure, that's especially a Lundy. Or probably more Major League Baseball. I've already hung up the cleats. For the season, retired the bat. I finished up 65 units, which I will take all diggity day long. Lundy, all I require from you are more bets, so give them to me.
I already gave you the Shohei for the home run. That's my favorite one over there on the diamond. I'll tell you what, it's only minus 150 odds, so you're going to have to find something else to pair it with if you want to, but do the run line with the Dodgers, the -1.5. Again, they had lost 5 in a row. They finally got back in the winning ways yesterday against Baltimore. I think that continues as they start this homestand at Chavez Ravine against Colorado. So lay the 1.5 with the Dodgers tonight. And you might even, you might even bump it up. They could win like 10-2. So have some fun with that, folks. It's the Rocks. And down the stretch of the season, the Dodgers need the victories because a lot's going on at the top part of the National League West, not so much at the bottom with the Rockies. So again, the Dodgers know they need the wins, especially after dropping, 5 in a row on that one. Let's go back to Monday Night Football there at Soldier Field this evening, where Brad will be drooling and watching the show with no pants on. I've got 3 different same game parlays that I want you to have fun with. First one, make sure you're paying attention, boys and girls, because it has 4 different legs. I told you I'm a little bit opposite of Brad, that I do not believe this is going to be an extremely high scoring game. However, I am going to use the total in this SGP. I built this one over at Caesars. First of all, I believe it is going to be a single digit score game. So I took the Bears +9.5. I took the Vikings +9.5. I then took the total all the way up to 51.5, and I am playing the under on the 51.5. And then I need Rome, Adunze. It was not built in a day, and that's okay because I only need 30 receiving yards out of him. That's it. 30 yards receiving, under 51.5 on the game total, and then each team +9.5 So again, it's just got to be a single digit contest. If you do that over at Caesars, plus 145.
Ooh, nice.
That one. I think that is sexy juice. Brad, you could do the exact same thing if you're on Brad's side. You could do the exact same thing. Bring the total down and play the over instead, right? Like I played it up to 51. I'm playing the under, but you could actually do this exact same parlay, the SGP style, and bring it down to Brad's point if he thinks there's going to be some scoring, and you could play the over, and you're probably going to be in that same plus 140, plus 145 range. So don't be afraid. Like I said, if you think I'm a numbskull, which most of you do, go ahead and flip it around, do it the other way, and do the total, and you're still going to wind up with a really nice payday. But you can do that over at Caesars. Not every book will let you do the SGPs like that with the plus odds on both sides. Caesars will, which is why that is where I built it. Brad, kickers are people too, including my buddy Matt Prater. Holy cow. Yeah. I could not believe it. I was watching him over there on the sideline. Some of you know that he was here in Denver for a while. I got to know Matt, and just a nice guy, fun guy to be able to hang around with. And so last night I'm watching him on the sidelines and I was like, holy cow, man, this could be the shortest stint ever for a kicker if he goes out there and misses it. And he just puts that 40-year-old leg right through that thing and Buffalo completes the comeback. Holy crap. That was absolutely insane. His wife was going nuts on social media. But Brad, kickers are people too. And how about we say sixes are wild? I built this one over at DraftKings. Give me Cairo Santos to have six or more kicking points. Six or more. He did that in nine games last year. And so I'm going to take him for six or more. And then speaking of sixes, give me DeAndre Swift to have 60 plus rushing plus receiving yards. So I just need 60 combined yards out of DeAndre Swift. I need six kicking points out of Cairo Santos. I do think we could see some times where Chicago stalls. And therefore I think he could wind up with the field goals happening there. That's plus 120. Over at DraftKings. If you don't like including the kickers, pick something else. But I do really like that DeAndre Swift number at 60 or more rush plus receiving. And again, I think the Bears will stall a couple of times, and I'll take Santos to be able to kick a couple of field goals. And finally, let me go to a receiving SGP that I put together. This one, baby juice, but I'll still take it. Plus 104 is how this one pays over at DraftKings. It's TJ Hawkinson to have at least 25 yards receiving, and it is, once again, Rome Odunze. Give me 40 or more receiving yards there with him. That one comes out to plus 104 over at DraftKings. So three different ways that you can play this on the SGPs. I told you I'm not a big fan of any of the anytime touchdown props tonight, so I'm staying away from that one, but I do think we're going to see a close contest. So if you guys are out there with a bonus on an SGP, something like that, whatever you do, I'm telling you, I really believe the two legs that you want to be using tonight is each of the teams +9.5. I think this is going to be a close contest, and then you can sprinkle in whatever else you want to add to it. As always, what do? We yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
Muchas gracias, mi amigo. Love all those plus money SGP options. Let's go to the team. Those parlay play of Monday Night Football. Little same gamer. Leg numero uno, Rome Odunze, to record a 20 or greater yard reception. And leg numero dos, Jordan Mason, 7+ rush attempts. And leg numero tres, Aaron Jones, 2+ catches. That's it. I'll reserve the juice. I'm going to give you a breakdown of each one of these legs. Odunze caught at least a 20-yard catch in 7 contests last year. He was number 11 in ADOT among all eligible live receivers, number 11 in deep ball targets. I can really stretch the field. He was number 14 in total air yards. Also number 2 in unrealized air yards. I got to track that player profiler. Hopefully those will become more realized this season. Isaiah Rodgers will be his primary adversary in this game. The former Philadelphia Eagle, damn good at coverage last season. He was number 31 overall in pass coverage grade, only gave up 7.1 yards per catch. But Odunze, you know, is going to try to stretch the field, and Caleb Williams, you know, will try to find him on a long bomb or possibly 3. I just need one of those connections to come to fruition, and we cash on the first leg. Meanwhile, leg numero dos, with Jordan Mason, to get at least 7 rush attempts, folks. Again, he is going to be the hammer in this offense. A more finesse back, that's going to be Aaron Jones, who's going to really dominate the pass down work. I already mentioned this before. You look at Mason, number 10 last season, yak per 10, and number 27 of missed tackles forced. I think he'll get at least 7 balls of belly. I would be surprised if it's anywhere south of 10, as long as the Vikings are competitive in this game. And leg numero tres, Aaron Jones, 2+ catches. He does this all the damn time, especially against Chicago. Averages 3 receptions per game, at least he did last season. Overall, he did this as well in 16 of 18 contests last year, and the Bears gave up just a mountain of receptions to the running back position last season. So to put all together, again, leg numero uno on the team huevos parlay play of the day. Roma Dunes, a 20+ yard catch. Jordan Mason, leg numero uno, 7+ rush attempts. And leg numero tres, A-Ron, Aaron Jones, 2+ receptions. A cool +151 built there at ESPN Bet. All right, elsewhere in bonus time. Lundy, let's just play a standard little action on an alt line and the total. Again, you were under on 51.5. I'll take the total even further down to 35.5. Hit the over on that, and I'll take the Bears +3.5. I think you're right. This is going to be a single possession kind of game. I think it's going to be a field goal that will determine the winner. Maybe we'll get a duplication of what we saw last night in Bills and Ravens. I'm still riding that high. That was an amazing game. By the way, so Chicago +3.5. The over 35.5, that's +105, built there at BetMGM. A couple other props that I like. TJ Hockenson, I think he's going to go for at least 50 receiving yards. That's +120. And 10 career games against Chicago, 5.1 receptions, 54.8 yards per game. Also, has scored 3 times. Edwards is going to be out at linebacker for the Bears. They're going to be some weaknesses there, I think, on the back end. And the Bears allowed the 6 most yards to tight ends last year. So Hockenson, who was number 5 in ADOT last season, I think he gets at least 50 yards. And again, so it had been +120 juice on that one.
Brad, let me ask you a question just because, and I don't know whether you already have some props set on him or not, but a quick question just because you are a Bears fan. I'm seeing very popular this evening, Mr. Colston Loveland. How do you feel about him for tonight? Because I'm seeing him as a popular anytime touchdown. I'm seeing a lot of people that are trying to play in on that. I personally am not looking. The only rookie that I bet on yesterday for an anytime touchdown that obviously came through was Ashton Jeanty. Other than that, I stay away from the rooks until they get a chance to see the game at full speed. But what say you about Loveland? Because he's a pretty popular topic for tonight.
I mean, he's going to be used, and so is Cole Kmet. Again, that 12 personnel that the Bears like to run, both those guys are going to see action on the field. I'm not particularly keen on anything related to Colson Love because I got to believe it when I see it, and we got to see what that usage is. So, I pump the brakes. I mean, if you want to fire off anything, it's probably anytime touchdown because it's jacked way high, greater than 2-1 odds for him to score the anytime touchdown. Everything else, we're just going to kind of play it and wait and see.
Well, like I said, I know a lot of people have been asking, I've seen that topic brought up. I've seen a bunch of people that are actually picking him for an anytime touchdown. So I figured just in case our pod family here wanted to know, I thought I would get a Bears fan perspective. Same thing. Like, I mean, yesterday I was like, guys, take Cortland Sutton. And as shitty as Bo Nix looked, holy crap, that was a sloppy game. But you also know that he knows Court is his safety blanket. And I knew that was going to happen. So we obviously had that happen with Court and we had the touchdown, but I was just kind of curious about Loveland.
All right, last one. Aaron Jones, give me the under on 12.5 rush attempts at a -110. Again, Jordan Mason's really good at eating that volume. He's got to be nowhere close to the 69.2% opportunity share and 15 rush attempts per game that he booked last year. I think he's going to be lucky to get 11 carries And if anything south of 12, we cash. All right, I'm out of breath, and we are out of time. Go ahead and do us a favor, would you kindly? Drop us a rating and review at your convenience. Also, fade or follow us on the X or the Twitter. Lundy, always give it to you on X, at Nate Lundy. I'm doing the same, at Noisy Huevos. For the outstanding and still baseball-minded Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, fade or follow, that is up to you. Bear all the way the hell down.